2 years ago tomorrow, a 2-year-old girl was shot in the head and killed during a hostage standoff in southeast Kansas. The toddler's name was Cleslin Crawford, and she was killed by a police sniper. For 8 months, KCUR and the Midwest Newsroom have been investigating whether the sniper should have pulled the trigger. Here is editor Madeline Fox and reporter Sam Zeff.
So Sam, who is Cleslin Crawford, and where was she on March 26th, 2022?
Cleslin was 2 years old. She was the daughter of Eli Crawford and Taylor Schutte. Everybody called her Clessie. And she was with her parents. They weren't married. In their camper trailer in Baxter Springs, Kansas. That's in the far southeast corner of the state, Cherokee County, very close to Joplin, Missouri. And somewhere in the evening of March 26th, 2 years ago, everything just went to hell. Taylor called Baxter Springs police, whispered to dispatchers that she needed help, and that's when 4 officers and 2 cars were dispatched to the camper.
So then what happened?
They knock on the door, and they ask Eli to step outside. He immediately retreats back into the camper and shuts the door. It's at that time that Clessie, according to the investigation, opened up the door. And they saw the little girl, and they saw Schutte sitting on the couch. When the door opened, she got up, moved quickly through the front door. It was at that moment that Eli Crawford produced a handgun, shot her twice in the face and neck. She died almost immediately at the bottom of the steps of the camper. He retreated back inside, along with Clessie. The door shut. And then he almost immediately started firing at officers. And that's when they started calling for more officers.
So one of those, as we know, that was called to the scene was a sniper from the Joplin Police Department.
They had a mutual aid agreement with Joplin, Missouri, called for that SWAT team. Their SWAT team includes an entry team. Those are the guys you see on TV breaching the door, negotiators, and snipers. You know, if you watch movies, you automatically think of snipers, and you have that point of view shot through their scope. The main job of a sniper is to provide intelligence and to tell the command staff what they're seeing. They usually work in pairs. This night, Sniper One, who is the subject of the investigation, was working alone because the 4th sniper in the Joplin Police Department couldn't make it. Sniper One was working alone when he was deployed south of the camper. He already had the green light to shoot. This is unusual because he never reported back to the command staff what he was seeing inside the trailer that night.
And so Clessie was killed. What happened?
So he has the green light to shoot almost immediately. A man named Yuri Patrick, who wrote the manual for FBI snipers and now testifies in use of force trials, told me that he read that as meaning this was a shoot on sight situation, which is inappropriate. Sniper One gets there. It was already dark. He has with him night vision gear. Although immediately when he settles into his sniper post, he takes this night vision gear off, even though it's dark. This is a mistake that was pointed out by our former federal law enforcement sniper. So he's looking for maybe an hour or so at the window. At this time, should be noted, Eli Crawford is firing out of the trailer. In the end, the KBI would say that he fired about 100 rounds. And at some point, Sniper One thinks he's seeing Eli Crawford's chest in a window of the slide-out part of the camper. It's a silhouette, he tells KBI investigators. It's backlit, so he can't see his face, can't see what color shirt he's wearing. He fires one round out of a sniper rifle. It's a high-powered rifle. And he thinks he's shooting Eli Crawford in the chest. He actually fires one round through Clessie Crawford's left eye. The bullet travels through her, through the trailer, through the refrigerator in the trailer, out the back wall of the trailer eventually ricochets off two trees in the backyard. KBI investigators from their crime scene unit never find that particular round. He fires at 9:25. About half an hour later, the rest of the Joplin, Missouri SWAT team make entrance into the trailer. They see Klesse is dead. They also see that Eli Crawford is dead. He was on the phone with Joplin SWAT negotiators. And also, oddly, he was also on another cell phone simultaneously with a good friend of his who was in New Hampshire. Both the friend and the Joplin, Missouri negotiator hear the gunshot from the sniper. Eli says immediately, somebody shot my little girl in the head. There's a few seconds. Then there's another muffled gunshot from inside of the trailer. That was Eli Crawford shooting himself in the head.
So one of the reasons we don't know the sniper's name is because he wasn't charged. There was nothing found to be criminal in his actions. But you talked to snipers and experts who wrote the manual on sniping. What did they say about the sniper's actions?
My former federal law enforcement sniper said that, called it careless, that he would take a shot at a silhouette, not knowing where the little girl is. Should be stressed that Sniper One told investigators he never once saw the little girl in the trailer, meaning he fired, not knowing where she is. Was she behind him? Could she have been in front of him? Because all you could see was a silhouette, which means that he fired not knowing where little Klesse was. Uri Patrick said that it just didn't rise to what he thought was a reasonable use of deadly force.
So, Sam, why does this matter?
As Bernie Rhodes, our lawyer, said, you know, we need to know who Sniper One is. Would he one day apply to be chief of police in Joplin? Would anybody cost the city $1.4 million. That's what they settled the lawsuit with Klesse's family for. Would the city of Joplin ever spend $1.4 million and not know who is responsible for that?
And he's still working for the Joplin Police Department.
Sniper One is indeed still an officer with the Joplin, Missouri Police Department, although he is not, according to the information that we've developed, no longer on the SWAT team. But he is a cop. He is armed. And he is on the streets of Joplin, Missouri.
That was KCUR reporter Sam Zeff speaking to editor Madeline Fox.